Two of the better-known potential constitutional amendments that could have been on this November's ballot are now in jeopardy of not making it there. The Florida Department of State released revised counts of signatures gathered for half a dozen citizen initiatives hoping to go before voters on Monday. One of them, the proposed ban on same-sex marriage, had already qualified for the ballot, but now it needs to gather 22,000 more signatures. And the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment will need more than 100,000 more signatures to make it on the ballot and must do so in the next 16 days. Sterling Ivey is a spokesman for the Florida Secretary of State's office.
We discovered late last year, beginning in November and a little before that, that there were some discrepancies in the number of verified signatures on file with the state compared to what was on file with the counties. And through a number of attempts to resolve the discrepancies that proved to be unsuccessful, the Secretary of State decided that the best way to ensure confidence in the number of verified signatures that will be used to determine whether an amendment will be placed on a ballot in the fall would be to require supervisors to provide a paper certification of the number of signatures on file in their office.
The Secretary of State's office began using a new database system to collect the signatures for the various amendments last year, but acknowledged last week that there was a glitch in the system.
The glitches that have been reported simply result from the state using four different vendors or four different county vendors trying to upload their data into the state system.
The revision on the number of valid signatures affects the plan to ban same-sex marriage in Florida the hardest. That's because organizers for the controversial amendment had celebrated last month after they said they had received the 611,000 necessary signatures. But the new count in the Miami-Dade area revealed that they had double-counted some 27,000 petition signatures, which means they're now nearly 22,000 signatures short, with just 17 days to regather them. Steve Gaskill is a spokesman with Florida Red and Blue, a group formed to oppose the same-sex marriage ban.
Supporters of the so-called Marriage Protection Amendment have had 4 years to collect signatures. They've really had ample time to turn in the number of signatures that that they needed to qualify. And the law is clear. They have until February 1. We'll watch what they're doing, but we believe that in the end, the supervisors of elections are going to take all actions necessary to protect the integrity of the system and ensure that every signature is a valid signature.
John Stemberger is the man behind FloridaForMarriage.org, the group that wants to see same-sex couples not have the right to marry in Florida.
We're kind of at the mercy of the professionalism and the competence of both the state officials and local county officials who are entrusted with this. And, you know, I think it's a very serious responsibility, the supervisor of elections. They are the guardians of democracy in our society and in our state. But we're at their mercy. There was a mistake in Miami-Dade. They counted petitions twice over 27,000, and it's caused a couple of different petitions to drop down below the viable number needed. So we're just asking folks that agree with what we're doing to jump into action and sign the petition.
Organizations sympathetic to FloridaForMarriage.org sent out urgent emails to supporters today saying that they needed to raise $50,000 in the next 2 days to mail 40,000 petitions to new voters. John Stemberger believes his group can still make it, incumbent on election officials simply doing their job.
I do. I think that if every supervisor of election has the ability to count every single petition, even ones that come in a day or two before the deadline, I think that justice will have been done here. However, if they can't, then I think that there is going to be a problem in the long run, because I think that they need to be able to count all of them. And if that means deputizing volunteers or paying new people or whatever it takes, they need to be prepared to take the load.
There were several other amendment campaigns that fall far short of the necessary amount to make it on the ballot, and that could include the Florida Hometown Democracy Group, the measure that would submit all land use changes to a voter referendum. It's more than 110,000 signatures short, a perhaps insurmountable amount of signatures to qualify for the November ballot. Leslie Blackner is the chairwoman for the Hometown Democracy measure. She says the new news has given her little confidence in the Secretary of State's office.
The state has known about the counting problem, whereby the local supervisors report numbers in up to Tallahassee since last May, and they basically did nothing. And yet the state has the power to decide whether or not a particular proposed citizens initiative is on the ballot. So they've known a long time and they did nothing. And then all of a sudden at the 11th hour, they've basically thrown up their hands and are not providing ongoing counts of where the petition numbers are.
Tallahassee attorney Ross Burnaham is the co-chairman of the amendment. He admits the measure may not now qualify for the ballot until 2010.
Not sure whether or not we're going to qualify for the 2008 ballot. We don't trust the state's numbers. We're the ones that helped uncover the discrepancy between the state's numbers and the numbers that were reported by the 67 supervisors of elections. The supervisors are the ones that actually verify each of the petitions for their respective counties. We've submitted in excess of 720,000 petitions, and so some of them simply have not been validated, and it's not clear to us whether or not they're going to be validated prior to the February 1st deadline.
In addition to problems in counting good signatures, the Hometown Democracy Movement has had to contend with considerable opposition, literally in the form of another group called Floridians for Smarter Growth that was created to defeat their initiative. In addition, another group, Save Our Constitution, was formed to legally revoke the signatures of citizens who signed Hometown Democracy petitions. As of yesterday, they had 4,700 revocations. The combined effort of such business groups as Home Builders and Developers and the state's inaction have in some ways demoralized Hometown Democracy Movement organizer Leslie Blackner.
The Florida Chamber of Commerce and the developers have dumped over 500,000 petitions on the supervisors of elections. They began dumping at the beginning of January with their Smart Growth petition, basically just to gum up the works, clog everything up so that the supervisors wouldn't have time to count all the petitions. So we've submitted a lot of petitions that are queued up to be counted, but, you know, when the Hillsborough Supervisor of Elections receives 50,000 petitions to be reviewed, and that coupled with the fact that they have to get ready for the January primary, it's just a recipe for disaster.